Most designers live in the future. We are always designing for things that are going to happen at some future point in time, so it isn't unusual to find me to be thinking of the first fires of fall and blustery November days when the actual temperature outside is touching the triple digits in the middle of summer. With the fall winter collection launch, I'm living the excitement of the upcoming season. But I am also thinking of next spring as I wrap up the designing process, spring summer 23, and start to kick off the first ideas around next fall, yes, fall winter 23. This rhythm has been part of my life, the length of my career, with moments of designing at 1.14 separate collections a season, and others working on faster fashion calendar of turning around product over 6 week periods in 600 stores worldwide. That one was exhausting. For each new season, I love to absorb myself in the new mood or atmosphere and let the creative flow begin. And this current season started off last year after being in England visiting my family for the first time since pre-pandemic. It was a slightly different England with many outdoor spaces created around the local villages to grab a coffee or have a meal. The local market towns were pretty quiet compared to their typical bustling crowds. I didn't realise how much I missed the freedom of travel and being in places I know so well. Everything seemed new and fresh because of the change in everyone's life, but there was undoubtedly a little bit of nostalgia biting at my emotions on the trip. Leaning in on this combination of past and present, the overall theme of heritage and modernity drove the inspiration for the new Fall Winter 22 collection. Between our company meeting a few weeks ago and yesterday's launch, I have had a lot of positive feedback on the collection preview. It was a real treat to see our stylists react so overtly positive to certain pieces. I, of course, modestly love the whole collection, but there are a few standout things that stir my own emotions. I connect with them pretty strongly and express the season's mood. LP 124 is what I affectionately call the pink suit. I love how our friends at Laura Piana have managed to make a rose pink suit relatively wearable by working the mid-grey into the tone of the dusty pink. The colour is exactly that combination of classic grey with a fun and unexpected modern tone of pink. Do you see the connection to my mood? The wool stretch in pants is another quality from Laura Piana that makes me stop a moment and admire the rich salt and pepper texture of this perfectly weighted fabric that has a touch of country charm. It looks exactly like the type of refined casual fabric that I think our clients will respond to, if my own feelings are anything to go by. The saturated colours of many of the sports coats look so rich to me, reminding me of a Christmas pudding with all those lovely deep berry colours. The dark brown and the brandy sauce richness are just totally yummy. I love the way the Sondrio cotton pants play off these, with each colour working so effortlessly off every sports coat in the new collection. The light catches this suede cotton so uniquely, resulting in a specialness that I consider quite beautiful. Our wool shirt jackets are simply marvellous, capturing both the tradition of a sports coat pattern worn in a modern way with casual styling that for me fits perfectly into many of life's moments. I can imagine myself feeling cozy and warm on a chilly day, off to a meeting, driving one of my cars comfortably, and knowing I will show up looking stylish and personalised. Though I never seek compliments, I have a feeling that the shirt jacket probably will receive a few, resulting in me directing the giver of such a kind gesture directly to one of you, our personal stylists.